Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Six 11 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia, and as the song says, I am back. I want to thank Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. I have a million things I want to get to today, but I am completely distracted by the fact that I heard someone say it could get as high as 107 degrees at some point.
Who said that?
Dan Zarrow. Wow. The heat. Oh, let me say that. The weather this morning put me in a good mood. Walking out, it was perfect out today.
There you go. Today's no problem. You know, today is a reasonably nice, hot summer day.
Normal summer.
No problems today. Tomorrow we start going off the rails, and by Friday, the hottest day, you know, it actually like made me pause when I saw there was one model that went as high as 107 on Friday. I'm like, oh, that's pretty hot. And, you know, I have to think, I'm always keeping, you know, climatology records in mind.
Yeah.
The all-time record high for New Jersey, the hottest it's ever been, 110. That was in 1936 in the Runyon section of Old Bridge in Middlesex County. 110 is our all-time record high 90 years ago. Anytime we come close to that, it's remarkable.
Hot. I mean, I think about the hot yoga room is about 110.
Yep.
And you're sweating from within a few minutes of being in. You're sweating even before you move.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, let me ask this: what are you thinking? What's the cool down going to be? And where's the worst of this?
The cool down is going to be fall and winter. So we're keeping a close eye on the 4th of July holiday weekend, right? And there's an excessive heat warning that goes into effect tomorrow. That goes all the way through the 4th of July on Saturday.
Really? Through Saturday?
It's going to be hot until at least Saturday.
Wow.
Not necessarily triple digits, but at least in the 90s for the 4th of July on Saturday. There's also a chance for some thunderstorms on the 4th of July. We're going to have to watch, too. Not necessarily widespread, but they could get in the way of fireworks or outdoor plans. Now, there's kind of a difference of opinion amongst forecast models whether we cool down a little bit early next week with some rain or whether this heat is here to stay through at least the middle of July. That is a possibility that this heat ridge just builds in and we are heat wave until like July 15th or 16th. That is a possibility.
You thought your electric bill was high last month.
And I just want everybody to rewind in your mind back to winter. When we were stuck below freezing for 3 weeks straight. this is just the complete
opposite. Wanted summer, and here it is.
What an extreme. Flipping into the other direction here.
But I wonder the effects, people's cars, people's straining your air conditioning, your body.
And I get destroyed by trolls and idiots every time this happens because I take heat so seriously. But it really is serious business when it gets this hot and this humid. You know, there's regular summertime heat like today, like yesterday, like this weekend. But once we hit these thresholds, these benchmarks where the heat index is over 100 or where the temperature goes over 100, that's not normal in New Jersey. That's dangerous. And you have to take care of yourself.
What's your dew point? Where's the peak humidity going to hit?
I mean, the dew point's at least in the 60s. It could touch 70 at some point. And I mean, the temperature, Friday's the worst day.
Okay.
Friday is the day where the temperature is going to be in the hundreds. So that's where you could see a heat index of at least 110. I mean, that's awful.
I'm going to enjoy putting the suit on that day.
That's
going to be a long
The hottest I've ever felt was 109. When I lived in Oklahoma, we had a day that was 109. And I mean, the dog didn't even want to go out and pee when it was 109. How bad. And it's going to be a sunny day, too. Let's make it even worse.
Let's make it
blazing sun overhead, which makes it, you know, a good 20 to 30 degrees hotter in direct sunlight. It's going to be brutal later this week.
And Eric's going to do yard work on Friday. Eric's going to know if that's a good plan.
Because we're not working. We're off on Friday. So I had set that day aside to do all the yard work to get ready for the party on Saturday.
Do it at like midnight. It'll be a beautiful 85 degrees.
So with all due respect to my neighbors, you might hear my tractor fired up at 7 o'clock in the morning on Friday.
You can do it early on Friday.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be brutal all week, right? Now, yeah. So your party's Saturday.
Yep.
Any adjustments with the heater now? You just roll through.
Well, we start a little bit later. So, and we have fans that are set up around the tiki bar and on the deck and the patio. I do not think it is going to be a let's start a fire in the fire pit evening.
Maybe not. Yeah, maybe not. Although, you know, after a few bourbons, you may say, you know what, who cares? Real quick, news story that you talked about, this mom being charged in Howell.
Yep.
The kids weren't harmed, right? The window was down. This doesn't seem like it was any kind of intentional neglect.
No, she had the air conditioning on. She had the window down a fair amount. And even the police were like, we don't know exactly what happened. We think one of the kids may have
turned
pushed
it
a
off
button to turn the air conditioning off. Between 1 and 11, there were four of them. So they were the youngest was 1, the oldest was 11.
I mean, I remember my grandmother would stop at the market and leave my brothers and I in the car, and I'm sure we weren't much older than that. Same thing, air running, car running, don't move. Okay.
First of all, right. We didn't have air conditioning in any of our cars. And we used to actually play a game.
Well, you just got electricity in that part of the country.
That's true.
But a few years ago, right?
We played a game where we would see how long we could stay in the hot car before we had to get out.
Yeah, like a little bravery test, right?
Exactly. The old days. Yeah, it was better than staring at the sun.
So is she actually being charged?
Yes, she's been charged with neglect.
Yep. Wow. All right. Yeah. So she's 24, four kids. Any statement from her attorney or
no? We're still looking into a lot of the details. She was not identified by name. She was 24 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's you in this society today, you can't do that. You can't leave a kid or an animal in a car, even if the air conditioning is on, even if the windows are down. It just somebody's going to call the cops on you. They just will.
Meanwhile, we've got criminals that are running rampant. We've got illegals that poured over the border. You've got clemency given to outright murderers in this state from Governor Murphy. Yet 24-year-old mom who is just trying to get by now is going to be charged with a criminal act. I think it's ridiculous. She might need some help. Maybe instead of charging her, we ought to offer this family a little bit of help. What do you think? 1-800-283-101.5. I think I'm going to drop the charges. It's embarrassing. Help her out. What do you? Do you agree? And what are you doing to stay cool in the heat? But right now it's 6:25 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So talking about this incident in Howell. It looks like, so I've just heard from a few folks updating this story that it looks like it was the older sister. So, Eric, the looks like it was the 24-year-old. It's unclear if she was the mom of one of the young kids.
Yeah.
But the oldest was 11. So I started doing the math, and then Dan texted me. He's like, I think it's the older sister. I guess the Howell police reached out and let him know. But think about that, right? So I think there's a lot more to the story. Maybe there's something more to the fact that she got charged. I wonder.
You just can't do that, though. It is a crime to leave a child unattended in a car, especially a hot car. So.
Well, and beyond the heat, I just don't trust people these days. I mean, you think about the child trafficking. You think about the nefarious characters that are everywhere now.
That is true.
Everything is dangerous. You don't leave your kid alone in a park.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the latchkey kid days.
Those days are over.
Long gone.
It is a shame, though. I think a lot of us just grew up a lot faster. I mean, my dad. I was working. You know, he had a small machine shop in Westmont. I mean, I was working at 12 years old. out. You know, you were working at what,
yeah,
eight?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just a very, and being left alone. I mean, it's not like I was supervised by the other guys that worked there, but right. It wasn't like, you know, I was there for daycare. I was there to work.
You had a job. That's
and,
right.
And yeah. My parents, I mean, we would be left in the car alone constantly because you'd pull up, you'd run in, get whatever you needed, and come back. There was no reason to drag the whole team in if I'm stopping in the store to pick up a gallon of milk.
Oh, 1,000%. I mean, that just didn't happen. I mean, right? It was, you know, you sit here, be quiet, don't get in trouble. I'll be right back.
Yeah. So here's the question. So she's 24 years old. Some outlets reporting 24-year-old mom. So we can probably take from that some of the kids were siblings, and maybe the youngest was the daughter. Either way, a 24-year-old woman goes into Walmart, four kids left in the car. I understand all sides. I understand the pedestrians and the bystanders saying, hey, it's hot as hell. Those kids are in the car. I don't see an adult. I totally understand why you might call police, because you don't want to leave that alone and think, God, what if something really bad happens? On the other side, I think that we have to stop defaulting to law enforcement action for everything that people do wrong. And here's what I mean by that. It seems to me the height of hypocrisy that you have literal murderers being pardoned by Governor Murphy on his way out. I think it was something like 30 or 31 murderers, rapists, you know, bad, bad guys. And then you think about the 5,000 convicted criminals who were let go during COVID and, you know, before they completed their sentence. Then you think about all of the riots and the thugs that torched cities and stores and committed violent acts all through the Black Lives Matter movement, etc. Nothing, no charges. Nope, we're just going to look the other way. But we're going to come down like a ton of bricks on a 24-year-old woman. I think we need to lighten up and dial back as a society. This situation, if you've got four young kids in the car, you're running into Walmart, I'm going to guess there's a lot more to this story as to why all those kids were in the car at the time. You know, what stress level is this 24-year-old under that she's responsible for these other four kids? Because I don't know if you know this, but your brain's not even fully developed until you're 25. So the question is, we essentially have near kids watching other kids, and now we're acting all high and mighty and coming down like a ton of bricks on somebody who clearly did not think she was doing anything wrong. I mean, at what point are we going to say maybe we're putting the emphasis and the enforcement on things that actually need some help and nurturing and support, and turn our aggressive law enforcement on the things that we really do need to clean up, like the million people that are here who shouldn't be, who came across our southern border? I think it's time to get our priorities straight, and I think the charges ought to be dropped against this woman in Howell. What do you say? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Right now it's 6:30. That means the news is next with Eric Scott. 6:39 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So you got this young mom facing charges. She's 24 years old. This happened in Howell Township, left kids age 1 to 11. Of course, we start thinking 24 or 11-year-old, so clearly not the mom of the 11-year-old. But it turns out she's the older sister. Now, what is unclear to me at this point is, were all five siblings, was she the mom of the 1-year-old? I don't know. All we know is that this 24-year-old woman went into Walmart, left four kids ages 1 to 11 in the car, left the air on, and the window cracked. So somehow the air stopped blowing. My guess is somebody turned it off. Who knows? Maybe the 11-year-old was in the front seat and decided, hey, it's too cold in here, and turned it off. We have no idea. But the reaction of bystanders and passersby was to call police. Police then charged this woman. Now, I look at this story and I say, okay, I am a tough on crime guy, but I believe there are real criminals that are being treated with total discretion and receiving leniency that they don't deserve. Bail reform has a lot of scumbags being completely turned out into your neighborhoods. Sanctuary state status has a lot of scumbags turned out into your neighborhood. Yet we're all up in arms because of a hot car. Now, I realize it. Yes, you could die in a hot car if the windows are up and the air is off. Yes, children have been left for hours in hot cars and they have died as a result of that. Horrible. But just the act of turning the air on and running in to grab something, to me, does not constitute criminal behavior. And maybe it's time for our society to start taking a look at how many of these young moms are out there or older sisters who are put in a position like this because of other hardships. She's somehow trying to scramble to get her life together, and she's responsible for the four kids, and got to grab dinner, so I'm hanging into Walmart. There are clearly a lot of other circumstances. And what I'm sick and tired of is the do-gooders who want to apply moral outrage because, I guess you've never done anything like that? Nonsense. We've all done stupid things. We've all done things that we regret. We've all done things that how many of you have said, if there were cell phones when I was younger, we'd all be in trouble. So let's get off the moral high horse here and step down a minute and recognize that we're all flawed. And charging a 24-year-old woman as if she's neglected and abused these kids, to me, is over the top and over the line. I don't like it at all. It doesn't sit well. Tom in Milford, what do you think? Hey, Tom.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning. What do you think?
I think this is one of those topics where, I got a little more enraged when you're pointing out the fact that, criminals don't get let go, and this is the topic that we're really talking about. One thing, I don't know how well the story adds up, because if their kids were left in the car and it was running, it's probably not a good thing either. But
no, definitely not. Look, and by the way, Tom, I'm not excusing it. I actually think it's pretty irresponsible to leave kids in a running car. I mean, God, what if the 11-year-old put the car in gear? I mean, and it rolled away and a truck hit them. I mean, you could run through 90 scenarios of how those kids could have been killed. No question.
But that's all an afterthought, because I called and told Thomas, I think people are too quick to call the cops these days. The people that walked through the parking lot could have easily went into the store to customer service and said, hey, license plate X, please call them to go check on their car.
Yes.
That's what I think a normal, decent person would do.
Yep.
And then in a prime example, where I'm at now, we had a situation in the neighborhood and somebody was target practicing in the morning. And it was too early, and neighbors were concerned. So instead of calling the police, we handled it peacefully, and the neighbors got together. We talked about it, and it was fine.
Yeah,
now that's the way people should be. Not like you said, rush to call the police because one person thinks one thing is different from another.
I'm with you, Tom.
Crazy.
Yeah, I was thinking about, and this is where people, when the moral outrage comes, the people who are the most morally outraged are typically the ones who are guilty because they've done something similar, and
hypocritical.
Right? Yep,
and the hypocritical ones, because you're 100% on the hypocrisy that we're dealing with from Democrats here is frightful. Yeah.
It is.
If somebody doesn't realize it, they really got their blinders on.
Well, think about it. Think about how
blatantly in the open
the Democrats, and look, let's face it, it was the Republicans who gave us bail reform. So it's both parties are at fault. Democrats more so because they're in the majority, and they excuse criminal behavior. They let these guys spin out, and they have no concern. They allow horrible, horrible things to happen. I think of some of the stories I've heard that affect our disabled community and some of these group homes and et cetera. And the politicians look the other way, but now we're all going to be morally outraged because 24-year-old girl leaves the four kids in the car. Come on. If she had left the windows up and the air off, we have a different conversation. But the very act of leaving the window down in the car running makes it sound to me like she had the intention of doing the right thing and may have even thought it through. Like, I'll be in for 2 minutes. I'll leave it cold. No big deal. Anyway, Tom, thanks for chiming in. Appreciate the conversation. Let's go to Brian in PA. Morning, Brian. What do you think?
Hey, I got a problem with it. I mean, I don't know how many people have four kids or even a kid and you have four kids in the car. That's a lot of work. She tried to do the right thing. She left the car running, obviously. She's trying to keep the kids cool. I don't see what the problem was. She wrong? Maybe. I doubt it. But for people to just call about that, that's crazy to me. Like, it's out of control. People just call all day, harassing you. Just, they're always looking for something to complain about. And so I don't think she did anything wrong.
I tend to agree. I mean, if you're following the strict statute, you're not allowed to leave a kid alone in a car. Okay, fair. But, you know, when I look at the contrast of bail reform and the thugs and scumbags that get turned out after beating up their girlfriends and wives, and I think, you know what? We've got a sick society. The things that we excuse and then the things that we come down on with some moral superiority complex, I think it's really bad. And I think that because of it, it's why people are we can't get along. You know, we've lost this sense of community. I mean, to me, the right instinct would be, I immediately thought of a 24-year-old woman who needs help, not a 24-year-old woman who should be punished and beaten down. So I'm with you, Brian. I think we're on the same page on that. Have a great rest of your day. Let's go to Carl in Jersey City. What do you think, Carl?
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Good.
I'll make this short and sweet. Have four kids. I've educated them on how vehicles work, so I've left my kids, not for hours, maybe 10 minutes the most. Yes, taking four kids into a store can be crazy. They know, yeah, it's... They all have tablets as well, sir, so they're occupied. They're not worried about starting my car and driving. And, yes, I do have a newer car, so the air conditioning is going to stay on.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say. It's like being a parent of four is tough, man, especially living in Jersey City. Like, you know,
that's right.
We're going through a lot over here financially, and, you know, sometimes we do got to run into a Walmart for 10 minutes.
That car, but, 100%.
As long as you educate your kids on how a vehicle works, hey, kids, this is the air conditioning. I mean... And like I said, they're on their tablets. There's not much they want us to do. You know what I mean?
Well, so, and you know, Carl, you raise a good point because you have four kids. One of the kids clearly in a car seat at 1 year old. So now you're fighting with the whole thing. It's that 10-minute stop becomes a 45-minute stop because you're trying to corral the kids in. It was clearly an easier decision to flip the air on and leave them there. I just think we need to balance what we call criminal behavior. I think the woman did nothing wrong. I'm with you, Carl. Hey, brother, have a great rest of your day. Thank you. All right, everybody else, hang in there. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Do you agree that the charges should be dropped against this 24-year-old for leaving the kids in the car? 1-800-283-101.5. .656 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So we're talking about the 24-year-old who's being charged apparently with child endangerment, leaving four kids in the car. And, of course, every news story, every talking head, every reaction is, oh, my God, the humanity. She left four kids in the car. Yeah, with the air conditioner running. She was running into Walmart. And I, you know, the kids were 1 to 11. At first, we thought she was the mom, but apparently 24 and 11 don't really add up. So the older sibling, it seems to be. And I don't know if she was the mom of the one-year-old or not. More details will come out. But that isn't the relevant part. To me, the relevant part is that she's being charged. And I don't think it's appropriate. Let's go to Lauren in Mendham. What do you think, Lauren?
Hi, Dale. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm actually, this story to me is insane. Only because I'm a mom of three. I have three sons.
Yep.
But, you know, first of all, as a society, we've lost our minds. We're just going to walk past a car and call the police because there's kids in a car.
Right. Thank you.
It's a waste of everyone's time, especially the policemen. They have other things to do. A. B. When I was 11, I'm 49. I was babysitting babies.
Bingo.
Whose parents would leave the house with nothing more than, oh, if something happened, call 911. I mean,
right.
That, I sent my 11-year-old into a store by himself to buy a gallon of milk.
I love it.
I mean, I think we're a little bit more hardy. I think we need to give the youth of today a little bit more credit. And the parents a break. I mean, so what? She left the kids in the car. She probably left them with directions. and said, I'll be out in 10 minutes.
Exactly. And the car was running. The window was cracked. So if in case the air went on, at least there was fresh air coming in. And the air was on. You know, I can remember being left in the car with the car running, the air on, and my grandmother going into the butcher shop in Westmont. Like I don't know, I was probably eight. It's like you're spot on, Lauren. We've dumbed it down to the point where everybody panics over everything, and meanwhile Rome is burning. We've got criminals running the street.
Totally.
The gangs run our cities, right? I mean, and we're going to all harp on, wait a minute, this is the outrage. Really? That's the outrage? The last governor pardoned three dozen murderers, and this is the outrage? Come on.
A 1,000%. I totally agree with you. It's so frustrating. Yeah. And where's the credit for this young woman, 24 years old, who's taking care of these four children?
Bingo.
Like, disgusting it. It's not easy. It's so hard raising children today in New Jersey.
You know,
especially
because society has devalued women and devalued motherhood and devalued families. And nobody looks at that side of the struggle. Instead, they just look at, oh, well, you know, we're going to be morally outraged because it's easy to point the finger at you instead of looking in the mirror and saying, wow, we have wrecked a good thing. Lauren, thank you. I appreciate you. Enjoy a wonderful 4th of July. All right, your call's coming up, 1-800-283-101.5. Do you agree with me? This woman should not be charged for leaving the kids in the car. But right now, it's 7 o'clock. That means Eric Scott's back with your news next. 7:12 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So we're talking about this 24-year-old woman, Howell Township, left four kids ages 1 to 11 in a car while she stepped into Walmart. Now, I get it. You know, people get outraged and they think, oh, the hot car deaths. Yep, that all happens. Not far from reality. However, and I also understand that we've got a climate in this state where I don't know that I would want to leave kids alone anywhere. I mean, from bail reform to the criminal aliens and the sanctuary state to the fact that you had Governor Murphy literally pardoning murderers. We've got some questions about public safety in the Garden State, no doubt. However, I think the moral outrage over this hot car thing is going too far because you got a lot of people pointing the finger. And if you ask any of us, and we've heard caller after caller today, many of us were left in cars as kids and did the same with our kids when we ran into a store. Now, to be honest, I'd have to ask Jody. I don't know that she and I ever did that. But that would only speak to the fact that we were not in a situation where we were handling, you know, four kids and running in and running crazy. It was a little different. We had two kids. Four is a big number. And you got one in a car seat. So I understand it. I also think the fact that the car was left running with the windows cracked and the air on blast shows that there was no intention to neglect these kids. It was a mistake, potentially, if no one called police. Presumably, the woman would have come out with her groceries and gone and on with her day. Now, she's charged with child endangerment. You're going to wreck this woman's life. Over what? Over what? Because a couple of kids died in a car a few years ago, and it happens every year because people do stupid things and they forget. I mean, keep in mind, a lot of the deaths with kids are that parents leave them in the car for hours unattended with the windows closed and the air off. Let's not conflate the two stories. Let's go to Cheryl in Three Bridges. What's going on, Cheryl? Good morning. Cheryl? Can't hear Cheryl. All right, let's go to Tom in Jefferson. What's going on, Tom?
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm kind of wondering what the cop thought.
Yeah.
As a police officer, I'm sure he has a certain amount of discretion. And I'm sure he probably had to call the shift supervisor. So there's either a sergeant or a lieutenant there with a police officer.
Yeah.
And what prompted this guy to feel that he had to lower the boom on her?
You know, that's a good question, Tom. I don't know. I would love to, after this is all settled, I'd love to talk to the cops. And you know, maybe that's a question we throw out. Any active duty police officer out there that wants to chime in. You know, what kind of discretion do you have? And, you know, the problem, Tom, too, is like everything is going to be the next viral video. you know, cops can't win. He offers discretion, and somebody's going to say, cop contributes to potential death of children. I mean, the cops can't win either. We have a really stupid society right now. I mean, we're right. Like we react to the, it's amazing to me that we've got this moral outrage over this 24-year-old woman. Meanwhile, where's the outrage over the rapists and the killers and the other scumbags being housed in Delaney Hall, being served pancakes and steak? Meanwhile, you got the Democrats saying they're in deplorable conditions. They're worried about them, but we're going to come down like a ton of bricks on this young mother. And the reason that they're all related is it's a societal mentality that we have. We coddle criminals and we punish people for doing what, honestly, just a few years ago would have been considered totally normal. So, I don't know. You raise a good point about the discretion. I don't know. Let me throw that out to the police out there who are listening. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate you. Let's go to Mark Rizzoli in Old Bridge. Mark, you're a former cop. What do you think?
I can tell you, I'm a guarantee that these body cameras definitely handcuff those cops from using discretion. I mean, years ago, my desk supervisor would have ripped me a new one for bringing this into the precinct. I mean, you know, I wasn't on scene, obviously, but you could figure out pretty quickly what went on there. So, I mean, you know, I don't think anybody should be dumping on the cops because between the anti-law enforcement climate, and let's face it, the New Jersey Democrats put policies in place that handcuff cops and protect criminals.
100%.
So they're in a bad situation. But I will say this, the media immediately moves to dump on the woman. What about the fact that we have a pro-terrorist running for the House of Representatives in CD-12? We have a criminal on the council in Englishtown. We have illegal aliens. You can't even report them what's going on. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's just, you know, it's the story that deflects from what's really going on at the end of the day. You know, let's face it, the media is corrupted.
100%. The media is owned. And that is the problem. It's why some, you know, look, I've been saying this for a while. I mean, New Jersey should lead the way. I mean, simple things. You think about why is Big Pharma allowed to even advertise on the airwaves? I mean, things like that should be illegal. And we know it. And it's common sense. But here we are. And I mentioned it this morning, Mark. You've got between bail reform and the sanctuary state, we have an enormous problem, but we're going to come down on a ton of bricks on a woman just trying to get a gallon of milk. My God. Mark, thank you. Always good to talk to you. Cheryl, you'll be first on the other side. 7:25 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So let the moral outrage begin. 24-year-old leaves 4 kids in the car, and all you hear is the endless news cycle of how many kids die in cars every year, etc. The fear-mongering in our society is amazing. Amazing. You would think that none of us actually survived our childhood. I tell people, we taught our kids to ride their bikes without helmets. We didn't let them wear helmets. It wasn't that we didn't have it, didn't know. No, didn't let them. You know why? Because I wasn't going to baby my kids. Because I knew if you don't grow up a little bit tough, you're never going to be able to handle the world. Kathy, you and I grew up in a similar time.
You drink from a hose. You didn't wear a seatbelt.
Thank you. Yes. And look, you can make every argument to say, look, I wouldn't drink from the hose now because of all the chemicals that are put in the water. There's the difference. There's a difference. Yeah, and you know, would I wear a helmet riding a bike? No, probably not. You know, I use the paths. I don't go out on the major roads. But that's me. I don't ski with a helmet. And people are like, oh, my God, the horror. You know what? I remember the days when the Philadelphia Flyers would take the ice and the New York Rangers would take the ice. And none of them were wearing helmets. And they were missing teeth and everything else. We were grittier and tougher then. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not dangerous to leave 4 kids in a car with the car running. I'm more nervous that the car was running, thinking someone could have easily stolen the car. That's given the fact that the Democrats have let tens of thousands of prisoners roll through the bail reform system. Republicans are also to blame for that, by the way. I get it. But the moral outrage, come on. This is a society that allows abortion up to birth. We mutilate children in hospitals, pretending that somehow you can change your gender. And we're going to come down like a ton of bricks. Yeah, that's right. The worst thing that's happening is a woman leaves 4 kids in a car with the air conditioner running. Good grief. All right, Cheryl, you don't agree with me. Let me have it.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking the call.
Yeah, of course.
I normally agree and am eye to eye with you on 99.9, but not this time.
So that we found the little
and until, wait. And until the facts are truly in, then a judgment can be made. But in my opinion, which you ask the public for, mm-hmm. okay, which we are all entitled to, absolutely not. You cannot fix stupidity. And you cannot compare a death, whether adult or child, to missing a tooth or drinking from a hose. And I think that I find that quite insulting.
Why?
You cannot fix stupidity on the behalf of
what was the
woman.
Stupidity?
The stupidity, you lose a tooth from a hockey game. Okay, big deal. You drink from a hose and, or no, there's nothing wrong with drinking from a hose because honestly, you could run the hose and you could still take a drink when you're working out in the garden. You cannot compare this to the stupidity of what just happened. And I'll say it again. You cannot make a judgment call until the facts are all in. Now, the car was running. The car wasn't running. The window was open. The window wasn't open. An 11-year-old can hit that gear and put that car in drive.
Oh, no doubt.
Were they
Cheryl.
All seated?
No, no
were
doubt.
They all? Were they belted? Were they belted? Was there a car seat?
But you're taking.
You know,
it
God
now.
Forbid something did happen. But an 11-year-old can open the door to get these kids out if they can undo their belts.
Well,
if there was a baby or a toddler in the car in a seat that cannot do this, they will. Yeah. They will freak out. They will all freak out.
But Cheryl, you're.
I'm
adding,
sorry, Bill.
You're adding a lot to the story that we don't know. What we do know is that
correct.
The car was
and I
running.
Did repeat twice already. Yeah. Until the facts are in, I wish you would get the total facts and come back on with this discussion.
Well, Cheryl, what I'm suggesting here is that society's moral outrage is misplaced. And I think that what happens is we go for the low-hanging fruit. It's what government does. OSHA and other government agencies go after small companies because it's low-hanging fruit. It's easier for them to go after the small companies than the big ones who have fancy lawyers and will spend millions of dollars. I think same thing here. It's very hard to tackle some of the huge societal problems. But man, show me a woman that leaves 4 kids in a car, and I'll give you 25 examples of dead kids and condemn this woman and, you know, burn her at the stake. I'm thinking we're overreacting. That's my
condemn her and burn her at the stake.
Wow.
No, nope, she needs to answer for her actions.
All right,
and
Cheryl.
The repercussions are going to be what they are. And I hope she is pressed to the charges
All
are
right.
pressed to the fullest extent of
Gotta
the law.
Leave but it there, Cheryl. Thank you, boy. Nothing like judge, jury, and executioner before we know anything. Thank you, Cheryl. 7:30. Eric Scott with the news next. 7:39 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. So, last caller was pretty pissed off at, didn't you think, Kathy? She was
fired up.
She was fired up. What's interesting is that, and I find this, that, you know, she said she agreed with me 99.9% of the time. But on the point one, she was ready to lock me in a hot car. Like, she was hopping mad. And what's interesting to me is that on one hand, yelling at me to wait for all the facts. On the other hand, establishing that this woman should be condemned and jailed. Like,
made a big assumption without.
Right. And I am, just so we're clear, guys, I'm not saying, I don't recall ever Jody and I leaving our kids in the car unattended. I can tell you, as a kid, I was left in the car many times unattended. That was the norm. But, you know, you used to pull up to the 7-Eleven to buy a pack of smokes and you'd leave your car running. Because why would I turn it off and turn it on again? I'm just going to leave it running, leave the air on, go run in, grab, and come back out. The world is different now. And I get that. I get that. But we default to calling the cops. I do not want this 24-year-old woman who left the 4 kids in the car with the AC running and the windows cracked to be the poster child for neglect in this heat wave news cycle. And that's where we're headed. And it's outrageous to me. Guys, we have so many real problems in this state. 900,000 illegals. We've got political nominees. The guy in the 12th district, friends with terrorists. We've got people running for office that want to tear down the very fabric of our country. And we're worried about 4 kids being left in the car. The bottom line is we had a caller earlier.
when she was 11, she was babysitting. Maybe you're not raising your 11-year-old tough enough to be on their own. Maybe the flip side is we ought to toughen our kids up a lot younger. I was working in the shop with running machines at 12 years old. Was that neglect? No, I learned how to get along around dangerous machinery at a really young age. So to me, leaving the kids in the car with an 11-year-old in charge is actually fine. It's not neglect at all. It should be encouraged. Now, I don't know what the circumstances were, but maybe the 11-year-old's like, hey, it's too cold on me. I'm turning it off. But, you know, the other thing, too, when you hear the reports about this, the kids were sweating. What? That's actually a good thing. Kids sweat when you get hot. You're not in imminent danger of death because you're sweating. We have to dial back and relax a little bit. Let's go to Bill in Cranford. What's going on, Bill?
Hello. We ruined everything. When they came out with the whole see something, say something, the people have taken that to a whole new level.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right.
I was at my uncle's gas station, left alone, running my uncle's gas station at 12 years old.
Of course.
You know?
That's the
And that's the whole problem. And to make to make this person, this girl, to be a criminal, I mean, why not let guardians and parents be parents?
Yeah.
And stop trying to tell other people how to raise their kids.
You know, we lost something, and I will go out on a limb and say, I think part of the problem is our public school system is a train wreck, and we've made a mistake of isolating children solely based on age. Because what you've done is you've dumbed down education to one size fits all based on age. And age is arbitrary. I mean, I know 18-year-olds that I wouldn't trust to go get the mail at the end of the driveway. You know what I mean? But then there are 18-year-olds that say, man, put that guy in charge. Give him a rifle. Send him up the hill. So, yes. You know what I mean? We're missing it. And I think the old style, and that's why micro schools are making a comeback, Bill. And mark my word, you will be hearing about this from more than just me in the next 10 years. Micro schools are coming back, and they're going to come back in a way that goes back to the old schoolhouses where you had multi-grades, 3, 4, 5, 6 grades apart, all in the same classroom with older kids helping younger kids. It's one of the best ways to create true mentors and grow kids up. But I think you're right, man. You were 12. I was 12. I don't know. Right? Like, am I the only one that thinks this doesn't sound that dangerous? The kid was 11 years old. It's not a big deal. No. Come on.
And obviously, if the kid was smart enough to turn the air conditioner off because it was getting cold, they're smart enough to turn it back on if it's getting hot.
Bingo. That's it. I could wrap the show just on that. Thank you, Bill. All right.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. All right, let's go to Perry in Tom's River. What do you got, Perry?
Bill, how you been? I don't know if you remember. It's Zach's dad. You met him at the Field of Dreams when he was working.
Oh, that's right. How's Zach doing?
He's great. Please tell Zach I
say hi. What a great kid.
I talk to you. I do. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm glad
you
called.
I know you're pressed for time. Oh, great. No, I only call when I'm more passionate about something. But you're right. I mean, in today's day and age, leaving kids unattended, risky. It's not like when you and I grew up. But to crucify this girl criminally because of that, we're all just trying to do the best we can to get by. And whether it was an older sister or whatever, again, I don't think that's the answer. Like I told your screener, if you're that concerned about it as a person, don't call the police. And I've done this before. Sit in the parking lot and just watch, kind of be her sentry. And if anything looks nefarious, call the police and get out of your car. Or just wait for her to come out and leave and then go. You don't have to identify yourself. But that would make me feel better about myself than calling the cops.
You know, it's interesting, Perry, that you say that, because it's kind of like you go back to the whole community involvement where like, you had parents in the neighborhood that kind of everybody watched out for everybody else's kids. We all, right? And now it feels like we're so isolated. And it's knee-jerk and easy to blame the phones, et cetera. But I think it's more than that. I think it's we've been trained to be not trusting of anyone and to make sure that they solidify that we don't trust each other so government becomes supreme. They release criminals into our neighborhoods. You know, I remember the first time talking about Megan's Law and saying, you know, I understand, but I think the better way is to put child predators in prison forever. Like, you should not let a child predator out. If you have to put somebody and put a mark on them so that everybody's like, oh, that's the child predator, like, hold on. That guy shouldn't be out of prison then.
Yeah, and you're not going to reform them.
Of course not. But now I'm going to have all the neighbors saying, ooh, hold on a minute. That guy's the bad guy. All right, kids, avoid that house. So you built this distrust that has been growing over decades. And I don't know how to put the genie back in the bottle, Perry. I really don't.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, hey, man, tell Zach I say hi and best to your family, Perry.
I will.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, take care. Happy 4th. Guys, 4th of July. Come on. 250 years. And you know what's sad about it? And I'm going to continue this conversation, but I feel like, you know, this just when I said that, it popped into my head. So you know me, I have random thoughts. It's aggravating that you've got stupid Monmouth County telling people to put flags out. Let me give you a newsflash here. If any government agency needs to tell you to put a flag out, we have lost our way as Americans. Put a flag out if you're proud to be an American. There's a flag over my garage barn doors. I got a flag out. Do you? I don't know. But, you know, I also have an England flag. Not the UK flag. We fly the England flag because it's a sign of protest against the ridiculous open migration policies, letting all these radical Islamist Muslims in from third world S-hole countries that have overrun most of Europe. So we put that up. Oh, and my son-in-law's English. And I've got a California flag up because I'm proud that my kid's out there on his own, you know, making his way. But I don't need government to come in and tell me to put a flag up. Anyway, that was just an aside. Sal, you'll be first on the other side. But right now, let's bring in Bashin. On New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Sal, hang in there. I'll get to you in a minute. I went on a rant, Jill, about the flag.
Yeah.
Let me give you my perspective.
He's describing all the flags at his house, and I said, you really have all those flags? It's like the United Nations.
How many flags are on one house? I didn't realize how many flags until you called me out on it. You shined a mirror. You're like, hey, what are you doing? So the big flag is the center of the controversy. So you pull into my driveway. I've got a two-story garage. It's just, we moved the garage, moved, you know, Jody's mom.
It's a separate building, yeah.
Right. So above it, there are barn doors, and it looks really cool. Nice. And Jody's like, why don't we hang a flag over the barn doors?
Yeah.
Because then we can have the Brit flag and the California flag where I had my two flags.
Right.
I used to have a New Jersey flag and an American flag.
Mm-hmm.
So now I moved the American flag. So Jody goes away.
Oh, you had a New Jersey
flag? I had a Jersey flag.
Wait, I don't think anybody in New Jersey has a New Jersey flag.
I was the only one. I bought the only New Jersey flag and I used to fly it at my house.
Did you steal it from Mervin?
I'm proud to be a New Jerseyan. So anyway, I now no longer have the Jersey flag because I put the California flag up for Michael and the English flag for Charlie and Elizabeth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I needed an American flag. So Jody's like, this will look great on the barn doors. She was heading out to California. She's like, do not, I'm going to say it once, maybe twice, do not hang the flag until I get back.
No wild parties and do not hang. How big is this flag?
All right, like, so the flag's pretty big.
Like 20 feet?
No, it's not that big. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know, 6 feet, whatever it is. It's not that big.
Oh,
it's big enough that it fits and it doesn't look like, you know, some of those car places that have the monster flag. It doesn't look, I'm not trying to show off. It's just a nice flag.
Or you're like a crazy man out in Western Pennsylvania.
But it nothing like that.
Conspiracy theory. Okay.
It requires me, however, to get up on the roof in order to do this. Mm-mm. So Jody's like, I'm going to say it one more time. Don't hang the flag until I get back. So what do? Of course, I'm up on the roof. She's going to love it. She's going to be so proud of me.
She's going to be like, I was wrong.
So I hang the flag. And I am like,
by yourself,
beating the chest like, oh, I did it. So I go to pick her up at the airport a couple days later. And I'm pulling up the street. And I'm like, ha-ha, wait till she sees what I did. I pull in the driveway.
He's got jazz hands going.
Right, I'm ready to go. She looks at me. She's like, it's crooked. and then I looked at it. I'm like, oh, my God, the flag is totally crooked.
You can't hang a
anyway
thing that big without a person.
You hang a flag, though.
I do, and I have a rocking. I have two rocking chairs on my porch, and there are days when the weather's bad, you know. And you know, it's okay to have it out because I have a light on it. You know, you can keep it up. But sometimes I have to bring it down with the weather getting real windy.
Do you get up on the rocking chair to do it?
And then I'm there like, whoa.
That is definitely not safe. That is less safe than me getting on the roof.
Pretty much right.
That's less safe than leaving a kid in the car with the air conditioner on. Jill on a rocking chair trying to hang a flag.
Facts.
All right. It is coming up at 8 o'clock. Sal, hang in there. I'll get back to you. But I will finish this conversation about the young woman who was charged leaving the kids in the car. But I do want to ask you, what are you doing for the 4th? Are you hanging a flag? It aggravated me. I read this thing, Monmouth County wants you to hang the flags and show your colors. It's the same stupid thing we see in professional sports games in America where you need the big, goofy clapping hands on the Jumbotron because you have no idea when to clap or when to cheer. Meanwhile, you go to a football match, English football match, and they're singing songs, and the entire stadium knows exactly when to do it, what to do, with no prompting. We got big issues here. So what are you doing for the 4th of July? But Sally, we'll take your call on the other side. The news is coming up right now with Eric Scott. It's 8 o'clock. 8:12 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. I'm talking about this mom. So Mom and Howell. I say mom because it's been reported as a mom. She wasn't the mom of all four kids. I don't know if she was the mom of the one-year-old. I'm not sure. But the woman was 24 years old. Kids were between ages 1 and 11. She parks, leaves the car on, windows cracked significantly, according to police, and left the air blasting. Runs into Walmart. Now, I don't know, buying a gallon of milk, she got four kids. A lot easier to just park the car, leave the air on. And it wasn't blistering hot yesterday. And right away, the condemnation of all the greatest parents in the world are coming down on this woman like a ton of bricks. And I'm like, you're going to make her the poster child for bad parenting? You got parents in New Jersey that are literally prescribing, working with doctors to mutilate their own children. We have abortion up to birth. We have a society that allows rapists and murderers to go free. And we're going to come down with this uppity moral judgment of a 24-year-old woman going into Walmart, leaving the kids for 5 seconds in the car. Are you kidding me? Perry, who called earlier, Zach's dad, great guy, great family, had the best point of the morning. He's like, how about the people that were concerned just stay by the car and see if anything's wrong? And my guess is if you're, you know, look, I was a young kid left in a car and I had there was no issue with it. I'll bet the older kid, the 11-year-old, is like, it's too cold for me because maybe he or she was in the front seat, turned it off. And then the other kids are sweating. Okay, that's not a crisis. I think we ought to have younger kids in grade school to middle school get introduced to Bikram hot yoga and teach them adaptability. I think we ought to be training our kids better. This idea that we're so afraid, and because the one-off, you get a few kids that die every year in the cars, yeah, that's because parents leave them for hours on end. I mean, there have been parents who have gone on benders and they forgot about the kids in the car. That's a totally different thing than going shopping and leaving your kids for 10 minutes with the air on. Come on. Let's go to Lena in Marlton. Hey, Lena.
Good morning. Hi, Bill.
How you doing? You sound great today.
Oh, thank you. I'm always a happy person. So
I love that. Wonderful. So am I. What do you got?
First of all, the 11-year-old is when they start babysitting. I don't see anything wrong. Do people understand how it's like to drag four children to go shopping? I'm a single mom with four kids.
Yeah.
You know how many times I did that?
Of course.
I run in and out, get milk, bread, whatever.
Yes, it's fine.
Okay, big deal. They're sweating. Kids can sweat in the baby, in the garden. What do you call it?
It's fine. Playground. They actually, you're right. They're all sweaty running around when it's 95 degrees out, and they're fine.
Exactly.
Hydrate.
Or the beach or whatever. she's young. She have the 11-year-old babysitting there. I'm sure they had a phone. If any emergency, they can call her. I see this as unfair. She should not be charged.
I love it, Lena. I'm going to add you to the list of common sense people. You know what's interesting to me? I was just talking to Dan Alexander about this during the break in the hall. And I said, you know, I don't know if it's surprising or not, but most people who have called today agree with us that she shouldn't be charged. And I'm a little surprised. I wasn't sure, Lena, because I hear the news and it's like, oh, my God, kids are dying everywhere, being locked in cars with air conditioning. And I thought maybe that wouldn't happen. But this is interesting. That and you know what it tells me, Lena? There's hope. Uh-huh. There's hope. More of us are more normal than anybody wants to admit. So thank you, Lena. God bless you. Oh, keep smiling. You made my morning.
Oh, I will. And you too, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Take care now. All right, let's go to Derek in Middlesex. What's going on, Derek?
Hey, you know what? I mean, we talk about parents being charged with different offenses, specifically with, you know, like you said, being left in a car. What about kids that are morbidly obese? What about kids that are...
yeah.
I'm very serious. Take a walk down the beach. Take a walk anywhere, and you see these parents. No one acts like they see it. These kids are going to be predisposed to all kinds of issues, from being taunted to just overweight to diabetes to pre-diabetes. I mean, it's a joke. But now we take one thing and we want to charge a person. But we'll say, well, that's bad. The person leaves them in the car. I agree with you 100% as usual, man. I mean,
thank you,
the lady
Derek.
Should not be charged.
Boy, sure, Derek, I agree and thank you. And I appreciate the support. But, I love what you said. I did not think of that. And I didn't bring it up today. And now I want to bring that up. Why isn't there some accountability to all these fat kids running around? They're all been fattened up with processed foods, eating junk, seed oils, yes, enriched flour, all the poison that's in our food system, and you got these kids that are now going to be condemned to a life of medical care. How many diabetics are we churning out because of all the crap we're feeding them? Now, let me back up and say, I don't actually blame all the parents because they've been lied to by the government for many, many years. Big food, big hospitals. You know, these big hospitals, they want you sick. That's their revenue stream. Big pharma, they want to treat you. They don't want to cure you. They're more than happy to have your food supply poisoned so they can make sure you're on a steady regimen of statins and everything else. They want that. That's their profit incentive. All right, Michael Sal, hang in there. I'll be right back because it is 8:18. That means... A25 on New Jersey 101.5, and despite the lack of a song, you know that I am back. Let's jump right in. We're talking about the kids left in the car, and I wrote a very serious article about it, and Thomas will have it posted on the website soon enough. But read it. I propose some things that New Jersey really ought to be focusing on instead of hammering this young woman. And again, I don't know if she's the mom of the 1-year-old or if it's just a mixed family. I mean, 1 to 24 seems to be a pretty wild range. But I think not only do I find nothing wrong with what she did, I think that the fact that there was an 11-year-old in the car, to me, the 11-year-old is capable of babysitting kids at home when the parents aren't there. Let's go to Sharon in Flemington. Oh, Sharon just disconnected. Let's go to Sal in Point Pleasant. What's going on, Sal?
Hello?
What's up, Sal? Hello.
Hey, Bill.
Hello.
How you doing? I got you, Bill.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I got you.
All right. What do you got, Sal?
All right. So when I was a kid, I used to work out a lot. I wrestled and played football.
Yep.
And what we would do, I would go to the high school, run on the track, and then my mom would pick me up, and I'd go home, and I'd sit in the car for 10 or 15 minutes and really get a sweat working up.
Yeah.
And
I love
in
that.
The hot sun in the summertime and during summer break. And then I would jump in the outdoor shower and take a cold shower. It was one of the best things in the world. And, you know, all the things I did as a kid, I used to jump bikes. We used to set up all kinds of jumps to jump our bicycles, stuff like that. No helmet, no protection gear, no nothing. I fell out of it. I can't count how many trees I fell out of.
Right.
Trees. It is what it is, you know, and it's a level of toughness that we baby boomers have that that these millennials and these the Gen Z, they don't have it.
No, they don't.
You know, there's no sense. They get a little ache, they don't show up to work.
Well, you know, this, Sal, this is why I talked about, you know, we raised our kids, we taught them how to ride a bike and wouldn't let them wear a helmet. And they, the kids still today, I mean, my son's 23, my daughter's 28, and they still joke, you know, about how I taught them how to protect their head. They're like, yeah, we know, Dad, protect your head. I'm like, right, learn how to fall. Don't be an idiot. Yeah. How about that? How about raise your kids not to be morons? We need to get back to that. And what's funny about it is you hear the reports like, oh, my God, the kids were sweating. Wait, they were sweating? And I'm thinking to myself, first of all, we are told now, and you know, you ought to sweat every day. I sweat once, twice, sometimes three times a day. And I'll go into a hot yoga class and I'll lose. I've lost my max. I've lost 5 pounds in one class. Now, there are people that are frightened of that. And I'm like, no, you're purging all those toxins out of your body. Now, and the problem is everyone takes it to the extreme. Oh, so the little kids were sweating in the car because mom or sister was out for 10 minutes. Yeah, okay. But the reality is any single thing could turn into a disaster. Anything. You know, I was driving down the road. Sal, I'm on the highway yesterday. I'm on the turnpike coming home from Manhattan. And some idiot in the center lane, we're doing 80 miles an hour on the turnpike. This guy missed exit 12. Wouldn't you know, he stops and cuts right, does the jersey slide to the shoulder to back up to the exit. Almost killed all of us. And I'm thinking to myself, any given moment, your life is in danger in any situation. So anyway, I think we're overreacting to this mom. It seems very foolish to me. And I just hope she's not the poster child for child neglect, because I don't think it's fair. Hey, man, got to jump. Good to talk to you, Sal. Happy 4th of July. 250 coming up. All right, Scott. Oh, yeah, I'll take your call first on the other side. But right now it's 8:30. That means Eric Scott is here with your news now. It is 8:39 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Scott in South Plainfield, I'll get to you in a minute. I know you have some choice things to say, and I want to hear them. Eric, but first, a couple things. One, what are you expecting with the return of Congressman Tom Kaine?
Nothing.
Let me rephrase. Well, we haven't really gotten anything from him for a bit of a long. It's been a long time, and the Democrats now they got another helicopter pilot, right? We got another one, round two. They're going to pour a lot of money into this race. I think the Democrats are convinced they win this race,
and with good reason. We've slowly seen the meter start to shift. It was a toss-up district to begin with. I think some even have it leaning Democrat.
Really?
At this point. Slightly, but you know, you've got, so it says volume. So he's supposed to return to his office in Capitol Hill today. No real public schedule. He promised that he would reveal all and tell everybody what was going on while he was away, missing over 150 votes. There's nothing on his schedule to indicate that he's going to meet with the media or have any kind of a briefing. He does have a fundraiser that is scheduled tonight, but they're not revealing where it is, what time it is, or any of those other details.
Is this unprecedented? I've been doing this a long time. You've been doing this a long time. I've been on both sides of it. I've been on the political side. I've been on the reporting side of it. I can't tell you if I remember this ever happening.
It has happened in Congress before. It's also happened in New Jersey before, but not to this extent of mystery. And I think that's the thing that has, you know, people really questioning, because what do we always say? In the absence of fact, there is story. And there's not been a lot of fact coming from Congressman Kaine. So he really, and it's only going to intensify, because Congress has got 3 days before they break again.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got three rounds of voting, or two rounds of voting, I think, before they officially break for the summer. If he doesn't say something while he's in Washington and thinks he's just going to hop right back onto the campaign trail with no explanation, that's a mishandling of the situation. He said he was going to reveal what was going on. He doesn't have a lot of time to do that before Democrats are going to basically brand him as not only missing in action, but a liar.
It's a good point. I think the other mistake that's going to be made, and I'm going to just say this as a blanket statement across the country, Republicans are going to blow this. And the Supreme Court did as much as they could, not on purpose, but it happened this way, to throw out a lot of the nonsense that went on with the redistricting that was based on skin color.
Right.
And race. And when they got this break, I think it's like four seats in Florida, maybe three or four in Louisiana. There's an opportunity for another few seats in Alabama. There are 18 seats that are considered a toss-up. The Democrats would pretty much have to win two-thirds of them to get a majority. So the odds started to twist in the Republicans' favor. The problem is that they're going to come out and campaign against socialism and Marxism.
Mm-hmm.
And more than half the people, probably two-thirds, will not vote. That's number one. The people that they're screaming about Marxism to are guys like us that understand how evil Marxism is, how bad it can be.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I'm already going to vote for the Republican. What they're missing is the young people who don't see or understand the history of communist right. China, Pol Pot, yep. the Vietnam yep. Kong. They just see, hey, I can't afford to fill my tank. I'm living on mom's couch. I can't afford rent. I've got $800 a month in student loans. You guys screwed me, and I'm 25 years old, and I can't get out on my own.
Right. Yes.
And the Republicans have yet, it makes me so aggravated, Eric, they have yet to address it. You got Trump out there talking about the stock market.
Yeah.
That does not impact the 25-year-old who's working for 20 bucks an hour.
Well, and there's a residual effect to that as well. Because as you see that younger generation, the 20-somethings that are struggling, as a parent, if you see your child struggling,
mm-hmm.
you are now resentful of the individuals who are causing that struggle.
Yes.
And so the residual impact is that you have, so not only are you not capitalizing on the issues that are important to those young voters, you're alienating the parents of those young voters because who wants to see their kids struggle?
Yeah, and that is a fantastic point. And it's one of the things that, and I'll just encourage everyone, read the article I've got. It'll be up on the website soon, nj1015.com/BillSpadia. Somewhat controversial because I'm defending the 24-year-old who left the kids in the car, and I don't think she did anything wrong. That said, I make it a broader issue. And I talk about the fact that this is just a one-off of a 24-year-old caretaker, whether she's the sibling of all four or she's the mom of the one-year-old, whatever the details as they will all come out will be.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is she's got to run an errand there. And I extract from that she's not alone. There are a lot of young women out there trying to balance three kids, four kids, five kids, trying to make ends meet, trying to get along in the world. And New Jersey works against them. But I lay out policy ideas in mm-hmm. the article. I talk a little bit about micro-schooling and grouping the ages together to train kids to be mentors at a younger age. Tax credits for stay-at-home moms. I call them work-at-home moms. Everybody yep. knows if you stay yep. at home to raise your kids, this is one of the hardest jobs in the world. And you know, I will tell you this, and I'm not even going to bet on it, even though we probably do need to do a bet coming up soon. I'm not even going to bet on it, but the Republicans will have no positive policy answer. They will just say, oh, we got a gift of the socialists, and we'll just attack them. So they'll gin up the base, and the middle will either stay home or vote Democrat.
Well, and here, right, I don't disagree with you at all, so I don't think there's a basis for a bet. But, you know, the other thing, too, is that because it is one of the more high-profile races,
mm-hmm.
there are unintended consequences and there are residuals. So you are going to have voters that are not in that district that are watching and listening to those sound bites and again hearing nothing about what you and I have just had that conversation about. So it only reinforces the idea that the Republican Party in New Jersey is a party of no ideas.
Yeah.
Because if they can't slug it out in a tight race like that,
right?
Then, you know, I mean, it's...
Well, they left Joe Hathaway out to dry in the 11th. I mean, here's a guy, a solid mayor, kept taxes down, you know, did a great job in Randolph. runs for Congress. I mean, really, as the sacrificial lamb, nobody yep. wanted that. And they go and have a fundraiser, raise $100,000 to retire debt. They don't give the guy a dime.
And that is somebody that, you know, I mean, in, typically when you have that type of sacrificial lamb in these races, yeah. it is to start grooming them
right.
for what is next. So you're going to run this race. You're going to lose. We know that. But you're going to gain valuable experience in this campaign so that when it comes time to run for Congress, Assembly, right. Senate, whatever, you've been battle tested.
Bingo. And that's what they're not doing. All right. I got Scott, Andy, hang in there real quick. We've got a big announcement. There is another birthday afoot. Happy birthday, Jill Myra. And again, as I did for Dan, my gift to you is I will not sing. But Jen or Cillo, if you would like to lead the singing,
fire.
I feel like we should. Jill, actually, if you want to sing happy birthday to you.
Come on, no, let's sing to Jill.
Right?
Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jillie Myra. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Jill. Now, Jill, this was very challenging because you're the one that does all the cakes and stuff for everybody else. So Jen and Chris and others stepped up, and thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Bill said the other day.
Jill's little doggy Winnie is here, and she looks absolutely terrified right now.
She does. She wants
everybody should know the other day Bill said, Jill, pick out the cake of your choice and bring it in.
We might want to move that cake because the smoke's going right up into the smoke detector.
Oh, that would be a problem.
That's a lot of candles.
Lemon coffee cake.
Did someone make that?
Lemon coffee cake.
Did you buy it?
Compliments of Chris Rollins.
Chris Rollins aww. Coming in with it. Where is Chris?
Chocolate biscotti.
I would say we're. Biscotti. We should maybe wave our arms around from the smoke.
Yeah, really? I know.
Live candles. Thank you, I don't know. Haven't we fried turkeys in the studio? I think we'll be fine. happy birthday, Jill.
Thanks, kid.
All right, Scott, Andy, hang in there. Right now, it's 8:48. 8:57 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back into it. So I'm defending the mom who left the kids in the car. I don't think she did anything wrong. 11-year-old is perfectly capable of watching children if they're alone at home. I think they could do the same in a car. But Scott doesn't agree in South Plainfield. What do you got, Scott?
So I know you got to create some controversy and go back and forth or else nobody would listen to what you have to say. And I appreciate that. But
I like
you
to
and
think
Eric
they listen because
they
like me.
And it's good. That's the way it should be. You have to create some controversy. But you and Eric should definitely take your show on the road and do like a comedy stand-up act. It's just, sometimes you guys are just hysterical. I mean, you know, we went from Democrats to socialists, and now we're Marxists. So anyway,
well, Scott, they are self-proclaimed Marxists. I mean, literally the three candidates that won the primary in New York are communists. They talk about the destruction of capitalism, that capitalism is a great evil. I mean, we didn't make these labels up, Scott. The Democratic Party, remember, right. Chuck Schumer is now potentially going to be challenged in a primary by Ocasio-Cortez because he's too liberal. Chuck Schumer, I'm sorry, is too conservative and moderate for the current Democrat Party. So anyway.
Forget about Schumer. I don't care about him. Listen, you can't leave four kids alone in the car while it's running in a parking lot. What if the kid jumps around and hits the shifter and it goes in the drive and the car smashes into something? Or what if it was an older car that had problems and it had a gas leak and the car starts on fire or starts smoking? I mean, if you're so lazy that you can't grab a shopping cart, put your kids in the cart, wheel them into the store.
How many kids do you have, Scott?
Scott,
how many kids do you have? How many times have you had to go to Walmart with four kids? How many kids did you raise?
One.
Yeah. So before you lay judgment on other people who are out there trying to make ends meet and trying to balance it, if you've never tried to balance four kids going into a store, and by the way, you and I are similar age, you're a little younger than I am, we go back, there was a time when the 11-year-old was looked at as responsible enough to babysit. And I will tell you this, if that 11-year-old can watch those kids in the house when mom and dad are gone, then there is very little difference. Now, I will give you this. that it's a dangerous world and I wouldn't do it. And Jody and I did not do it. I used to get nervous when they would leave the cars running at 7-Eleven. Guys would run in to get their smokes on their break in between shifts. And that made me nervous. That was back in the day. I locked my car and put the alarm on in my garage. So I get what you're saying.
Why are you defending this woman?
I'm going to tell you why. You didn't do it yourself. No, I didn't. But that doesn't mean I don't understand. But that doesn't mean I don't understand. And it also means, given all the horrible things happening with the mutilation of children, with all of the horrible things happening in our society, with the release of murderers and rapists, I think at the very least we could do is cut this mom some slack and not make her the poster child for neglect. Thank you, Scott. Always appreciate you. You can call back anytime. Andy, you'll be first on the other side. But right now, it's 9 o'clock. That means Jen Silo with your news next. 9-11 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. All right, let's jump in. Andy in Pittstown. You got a separate topic. You want to congratulate me, Andy?
Yes, I do, Bill. I'm still here.
Thanks for hanging on, Andy. I had a lot of people that wanted to agree and disagree. Which is what keeps the conversation going for sure. But thanks for your patience. So what did you want to say?
Yeah. Well, I agree with you on the 24 years old with four kids. What a job she's got.
And she may be the older sister, Andy. I'm not sure, but I will say this. To me, it's you know what it is? It's not even that I'm saying, hey, everybody leave your kids in the car on a hot day. No, I'm saying don't make her the poster child for child neglect. We got real problems. Kids are being abused, beaten, trafficked, mutilated, preyed on by predators in our schools. Come on. This woman is the problem? It just seems ridiculous to me.
You're right about that. And I watched Newsmax yesterday all day.
Yeah.
It seemed like you were on the doggone show all day. I want to say that... you got your name out there last time. Now you got your face out there. I don't know how many Jersey people watch Newsmax, but I certainly do. And you got to run for governor again. We need a man like you, a hardworking man like you.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate that. I told everybody, I'll let them know, you know, probably in 2027, I'll make a decision on what's realistic and to be next. And right now, look, one thing you said is right. Like, you got to get the word out. And I said this I did a webinar with my good friend Rob Gill last night. I taped a segment for his client base and Epic Financial. Rob's a great guy. And, you know, and I told the folks, I said, you know, I'm blessed with an opportunity to be able to talk to a lot of people, largest audience in radio in New Jersey, and now building the television audience. And sure, you know, Fox and some of the other guys, Fox in particular, is bigger. They're probably 3 to 4 times the audience, but that's okay because we're building this Newsmax brand. And yesterday I did the American Agenda with my friend Katrina Zisch, and I did 2 to 4, and then I filled in for Ed Henry, who actually is a former Fox guy, 5 to 6 and 6 to 7.
Shut your pie hole guy. That was
great. Shut your pie hole. That was funny, right? So I'm back tonight. Yeah, I'm doing it tonight. I'm doing the Big Take 5 to 6. Actually, I'll be in all week on the streaming channel 6 to 7, and then I'm in for Greg Kelly on Friday night. But Andy, you know, it's a blessing because I have an opportunity to talk about real issues, and I can do it in long form on the radio and then, you know, show some really cool video and give a pointed discussion about it while delivering the news on Newsmax. And I love it. I can't believe I've been so blessed to have the opportunity to be able to work 7 days. So I'm going to just keep going and working hard. And, you know, I said this last night, Andy, one of the reasons I ran for governor, I went without an income for 7 months. And I'll be honest, it's not easy to build that back. And so, yeah, I'm working 7 days. I got to build back what I invested in running. And but the reality is, you know, this is our life. This is our future. This is our family. This is our state. If not us, who?
Yeah, you do a great job as an anchor man too, Bill.
Thank you, Andy.
I know you'll be the great governor.
Thank you, great governor. Andy,
I got to put you in there. I'm going to campaign for you.
Well, I appreciate that, Andy. I'll keep you posted as plans develop. But for right now, keep listening, keep watching, and keep spreading the word of common sense. Appreciate you, Andy. Happy 4th of July. All right, let's go to Linda in Punxsutawney. Morning, Linda.
Hi.
How are you? I heard
you ask the other guy how many kids he has. I'm fine. I have 8 kids, 7 grandkids.
God bless you.
For over 34 years.
God bless you.
At one point, I had 6 kids in diapers. I never, ever would leave my kids alone in the car, ever, for any reason. It was way too dangerous. I mean, like, I don't even think under 13 should be babysitting. Leaving an 11-year-old in a hot car with little baby, no. That is so dangerous on so many levels. Something could have happened where he just got bored and wanted to try something with the car. He could have accidentally kicked something with the car. He could have been taking care of the baby reaching into the back seat or something like that, and the car could have rolled just like the other guy said.
Look,
or, God forbid, a child predator came along.
Would you leave
your wallet with hundreds of dollars on the dashboard of the car and just go in the store?
Well, thank you for thinking I have hundreds of dollars in my wallet.
But anybody, I'm saying you wouldn't do that with your money. Why would you do that with something that's so much more valuable to you?
I want to be very clear. Jody and I did not do that. And what my point is very specific, that I do not believe in this day and age where we truly release child predators from the prison system, where we have a sanctuary state that allows for rapists and murderers to live among us, where we had a governor just recently, and now this one will probably do the same thing, pardoning murderers, hardened criminals, bad, evil people, and refusing to allow law enforcement to cooperate with legal federal enforcement officers. All of these things are going on, and you've got a school system that encourages the transing of children, the literal chemical castration and mutilation of children. We got a lot of bad stuff going on. When I think of a bad, neglectful parent, I think of the guy that went on the drunken, drug-induced bender and left the kid in the car, and the kid died because he was left there for 8 hours in the heat. So I get all of that. I don't want this 24-year-old who made what was considered by most a bad choice to be the poster child for neglecting children. I don't think it's fair. I could justify what she did, leaving the car on. At 11 years old, we were left home alone. So maybe different world, I get that. But the outrage on social media, the outrage wanting to condemn and burn this young woman at the stake, I think is overplayed. It's too much. It's not fair. I think what she needs, honestly, Linda, and every mom who's overwhelmed, you know, you were raised differently perhaps with your 8 kids. And by the way, Linda, the reason I asked that guy how many kids he had is he was so judgy on how you can easily bring your 4 kids into a Walmart that I didn't think that was fair to the moms out there who, you know, they balance a lot. And God bless you, 8 kids. I don't know how you did it. That is amazing. But anyway, so I appreciate your point, and I don't even disagree with you. I just don't want this young woman to be vilified. I think that we need to do a better job in society valuing motherhood. You know, I've talked about this, a tax credit where a mom has a value on the job, you know, 80,000, whatever the number is, and that is a direct deduction off the household income. We should be encouraging families, encouraging motherhood. Instead, we tear it down. That's where I landed on this.
Yeah, I just don't think that you should be giving the impression that what she did was okay. It's way not okay, and abuse is abuse. Like, those kids could have died in that
you know what,
or the other, whether it's accidental
the kid could have climbed out of the cart and hit his head on the Walmart floor, too. I mean, the bus could tip over. You're right, but at the same time, we can't live in fear all the time. I think it's time we start raising our kids to be mentors and a little more mature. But thank you, Linda. I do appreciate your call. Happy 4th of July to you. Karen, Jim, hang in there. I'll be right back. Nine 26 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. All right, let's jump right back in. We're talking about the 24-year-old woman. And I understand some people horrified. Oh, my God, leaving the kids in the car. Meanwhile, you go back 10 years, 20 years, and you were 11. You were babysitting kids home alone. And guess what? The house could blow up. A robber could come in. Kid could climb out of a cart in the Walmart and break their head on a shelf. I mean, a million things could happen. You could live in a bubble. Or we could change our tune in this country and start raising our kids a little tougher and with a little more maturity. And one of the things I suggest in my article is I want to go back to schooling that is multi-grade, multi-year, because we've done a real disservice to our children where they are grouped by age. So the only authority is the teacher. And that's unfortunate because no one's growing and learning. Let's go to Karen in Flemington. What do you think, Karen? Am I way off base? Karen?
Hello, yes.
Oh, there you go. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, two things. First of all, this poor woman, don't we ever give out warnings anymore?
Great point.
You know, really, we're just going to slam her? Like, we get warnings for everything else except, and you know what? How many 23 or 4-year-olds are really all that
smart, world smart about what's going on. I bet you the 11-year-old knew she shouldn't be in the car. He or she shouldn't be in the car. But the other thing about the schooling, multiple grades, you are so right. My husband's grandmother taught in a one-room schoolhouse.
Yeah.
And I asked her, it was 1 through 8, and I said, how did you do this? She goes, well, we teach the older children something first. She goes, and then when we start the younger children, the older children help teach, and that's how they also learn. Because it's instilling the exercise or the material with them. And I also taught high school for a while, and I had a kid who learned how to do CAD drawings. And I said, I need you to teach a class. And he said, wow, teaching is hard, but you learn so much when you teach.
Yeah. Well, you know, Karen, you're right. I mean, you have to prepare. You have to have a certain level of maturity. And that was my extended point. You could argue all day. Look, I had parents thinking, I mean, I'm sure today teaching my kids to ride a bike without a helmet, I would be fined. I would be cited. But you know what? My kids are tough. They're independent, as evidenced by the fact that they live, you know, time zones away and they have established themselves. And, you know, that's not just a credit to parents. I mean, they're good kids and they're faithful and all that. But it is part of we raised them to take care of themselves. That was the point. We were raising them to say, hey, I would joke, like, you know, 18, we're kicking you out. You got to go figure it out. And they respond to that. So, but we're a very close family, even though we are literally my son and daughter are 8 time zones apart and they're across the world. But we are connected and talk daily. And it's just a different mindset. And I think we've lost that in today's world. We coddle too much. But anyway, Karen, thanks. I really enjoyed your call. I appreciate you making that point. Let's go to Jim in East Windsor. What do you got, Jim? Got about a minute left. Jim. All right, Jim. I'm just going to put you back on hold. I don't know. What happened to Jim? Maybe he went to get a cup of coffee, Jim. That happens.
It does happen.
They forget. Yes. They're like, ah. And then sometimes you wait a long time. Anyway, it's all good. Hey, nice job with the Jill party.
Jill's
was that all you?
It was everybody but me, Chris Rollins, Kathy,
you know, it occurred to me,
everyone.
We've had 2 birthday parties this week.
Yeah.
I have not given any money.
No, you haven't.
But I was not asked, to be fair. I would be happy to contribute, but no one has. I didn't get a Venmo request.
I was going to ask, but then I just.
All right. Well, let me know. I'm happy to contribute to the.
It was $1 million. That's your fare.
God, between that and the woman that said, would you leave your wallet with hundreds of dollars? I'm like, oh, thank you for thinking that I've got that. All right. It's 9:30. Let's go to the news with Jen Ercillo right now. Eight, 9:39 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So I just found out there's a relay email.
That I alerted
you to. Did you tell me about it?
Yeah.
Was that you,
yeah,
Jen?
Yeah, that was like literally 5 minutes ago. How did you
but
forget?
You guys are acting like this thing's been coming out for years.
No, but Bill,
and
it
I
started
just
on,
found out.
But it started a couple
this
days
week.
Ago. I understand that. But
today is Tuesday. So literally, I missed one email, and everyone's like, oh, Spadia never checks his email. Like, wait a minute, I just missed one.
Oh, this isn't the newsletter that
no,
this is a completely
Jill.
Different. Jill's not on
this.
This
is fantastic.
Yes.
Oh good.
It's,
so
it's like said, a little show prep service.
I sent Dan Alexander a note, and I said,
good.
I don't often read emails.
But when I
but
do,
when I do
you're
it will
relay.
Be the relay.
Yeah, it's excellent
he,
work.
What he did
it's
was
really
he
good.
Compiled all the crap going on in the world.
Yeah.
And it's a suggestion of what would be relevant. In,
some good topics.
For the audience,
yes.
For the show. It's great. It's fantastic.
It's a PDF attachment. You learned
is
that.
It? It's not a PDF, though.
It's
I wish
not?
It would. No,
no,
it's some. We have a weird company. I understand this with this Microsoft nonsense. It's like some goofy. What the hell is it here?
You hold got on. Confused. You didn't know how to open it.
I didn't
it.
Know how to
open it. You know, you
know. I've got 7 of them open now.
I know.
And it's because I didn't know what to do with it.
Because, yeah, I've been getting for years his newsletter.
Yeah, this is
the
something different, Jill.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is more geared towards your show. There's questions, polls.
It's really,
really?
Well
what's
done.
Polls.
All right, hold on. I'm going to try to open it.
There's polls, everything.
It's called Full Day Relay.
Right.
All right,
full
so wait, here we go.
Full Day Relay. Yes, because it's everybody.
So I keep opening it. So I've got all these tabs
open. Yeah, you've
open.
Got 18 tabs open.
But it's there's a table of contents.
Correct.
What? Yep.
Yes.
At the top. Then mm-hmm. it's highlighted. Wait, hold on. It gets better.
It's color-coded. Yeah.
It's color-coded.
Sure.
It's really
pleasing
well
to
done.
The eye. It is.
Is it as good as the wheel on the new clock that we have that Kathy made with marker with highlighter
with
markers?
It's not that. It's
what?
Not.
Magic marker. Remember we called them magic markers?
This is the gold standard.
Arts yeah. and crafts.
Yeah, so I would say the Relay is almost there.
We're still tweaking it.
Right. Here's what we'll put the Relay over the top. Merge what Dan does in his other newsletter.
Uh-huh.
He has links. Where are you going? I need a clickable link.
Hmm. See, now that's funny because not everybody clicks. You're the clicker.
Here's why. I never take anything at face value. I go to the source. Because
to the Google.
No. Well, because this, but this is how you in anything. And I do this mm-hmm. at Newsmax too. Like I don't want to hear what they reported. I want to go to where they're reporting from.
So this is where you're going to have to play around a little bit. The links that you're talking about. That's
go to the articles.
That's the newsletter.
You don't always have a subscription either.
Well, you're
going
to have to go back and forth.
Some of them are paid behind a paywall. Yeah, that drives me crazy. That's so annoying. Yeah.
But you're going to have to go back and forth between newsletter and Relay. You're going to have to do a Relay between the Relay
and
the newsletter.
Yeah, but it's okay. And
that's
now,
okay, but that's
and I'm sure people have noticed, but we've changed the clock on the way this show runs. I am very pleased. Like this is, we have more time.
Yeah.
There are longer breaks and it just, I don't know. I think from a listening experience, I should probably ask the people actually listening, although no one's calling right now. So maybe no one's listening. I don't know.
Well, Jill had like an Alice in Wonderland episode back in the newsroom. She realized she had to come on for traffic. She's like, new clock, new clock, new clock.
Right.
And she's running down the hall.
But this is why
it was
love
so funny.
Our brand manager, whatever he is called, our manager, Sam.
Who's this? We'll call him Sam?
Yeah, we'll call him Sam, Bunny Quotes. He's putting a door on this wall that I'm pointing to that nobody can see on listening. But he's putting a door that makes sense that connects to our newsroom. Room,
yes.
Instead of this lap that
like the lap though. I get my steps in.
It's sharp
corners. Join Jill. She walks outside while I'm grounding. I see her buzzing around the block.
Yeah. Do you remember the
movie?
Some
of us have 18,000 things to do.
I just hang out.
Yeah, exactly.
This is my 4-hour hangout. I love it.
Broadcast news. Joan Cusack.
Oh,
that is like one of the best chase scenes when she's trying to get the news. That's when
she's on cart
and she's running over and tripping.
What's the guy's name?
Oh, he was Brooks. Something.
Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks.
So when he gets his big debut and he's sweating through.
Oh, that's Spadia.
Right. That's me.
But that's on Joan Cusack. I'm usually running.
That's
going to
be me on Friday if it's 107 degrees.
I think you need to bring the suit. You're going to have to get there early and bring the suit. I don't think you're going to make it in.
In that
5-minute walk, I think you're going to sweat.
I was once, my old car, the air went out, and it wasn't that hot. Mm. I had a speech to give in Midtown, and I got stuck on the Lincoln Tunnel at the Helix, and the air stopped.
Jill and I know that.
So
well,
I was literally, I'm like, what do? I'm in a suit, I'm in a tie. I'm like, oh my God. And you can feel the heat starting to build.
Could you take off the jacket?
So no, I couldn't do anything.
You
wouldn't
move.
Here's the problem.
Jacket in the car. Okay, whatever.
Throw it.
I was in a suit. I am ready for air.
He's ready.
At any moment.
All right.
I go, because it's happened where I walk in, it's 5 minutes and we're live. So there's no time.
Yeah.
You just go. There's no time for
you've
the bathroom.
You've heard me do
there's
some
no...
traffic reports where I'm like,
you're out of breath because you're running. I love it.
But that's what you ended
so
up.
I ended, and because my brain is a little different. So I concluded that if I could just get a little air flowing in the car, I'll be okay.
What did you
do? So I was waiting.
Oh, God.
And people are beeping. I'm waiting for the car ahead of me to get a length or so ahead.
Oh,
and then I would speed up and get a little air.
Because that was going to do it.
It was a disaster.
That
and
was
people are like, what is this idiot doing?
That's genius.
Oh, my God.
You're brilliant.
What do you think? How stupid is that?
Oh, that's like, up there. That's in your top five.
So I think I was having heat stroke. I think that's what was happening.
No, I think it goes back to military training. I think
adapt and overcome.
Yes,
I was going to figure something out. So here's what I did.
You learned adapt.
I parked near the place, and then I walked to a hotel. Now, this was the old days.
Oh, my God.
And I sat in the air-conditioned lobby for 20 minutes.
With your pits open.
And I just cooled down.
Cool plunge.
Yeah, and then I made a beeline to the place, and I gave the speech. But it was, I'm like, I can't believe this. I was dying. I'm like, so I feel for everybody. If you work outside, it's going to be hot, awful, and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But sweat, who cares? It's the people that you can't see sweat.
Right.
that are going to have the big problem. So if you got to be on air, on camera, you can't be gross and sweaty.
Yeah.
But the guy working outside, like, just let it go.
Well, one of Ron Urban's guys is out front right now on our metal awning.
Painting.
And he's wearing long sleeves. Like, they know better to wear. I would never think to wear long sleeves and long pants.
Yeah.
But with the sun, it's protecting them.
A lot of those guys do.
And it's...
You can get nicked and cut. They've got all the tools and everything else.
They know
else
what they're doing. They're professionals.
Yeah. But I feel for the guys working outside. You know who the cops that have traffic duty?
Oh.
Full uniform in 100 degrees.
In an air-conditioned car.
They're like, no, not guys all of are them. Outside.
Some of them are outside,
Some of them.
You got the ones outside.
Like,
I know police officers. They are paid extra, and that is... they're sitting in the car.
I don't know. I see a lot of cops outside.
And at the tunnels, they're outside.
Well, the traffic...
They're out there.
The traffic cops in New York are all outside.
They're all outside. Okay. My friend was a traffic cop. Yeah. I know.
And the city just gets...
Oh, and you know what they would say?
Like sweltering.
And you know what they would say? My friend was a traffic cop. Outside. Well, and they said with the heat, you don't realize it, the buttons on their uniform is metal, brass, whatever. Ooh. It would be hot.
Oh,
so
really?
They would touch like their badge...
It was hot.
But I was boiling. Yeah.
Like your skin gets grafted to the badge.
We are not a third world country.
No.
So we're going to be okay.
There's your takeaway from Spadia.
And that's it.
Those are your wise words.
I say that because, I'm just going to leave it there. We're just going to let that sit right there.
Let that simmer.
9:55 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. You guys got to get out of here. Jill, before I leave,
I
called somebody a Yahoo, and you're like, oh, Yahoo. Nobody says that anymore. And then you're like, the Yahoos are the ones driving on the shoulder.
When there's an accident and a big backup, and it's like, oh, look at these Yahoos.
I try to be a courteous driver.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of an aggressive driver because you got to get where you're going, and New York is a panic, right?
I'm with you.
So I get off the turnpike last night. I did the 2 to 4 and 5 to 6. 7 o'clock, last show ends. Boom, I'm out. So I get in the car, I get on the turnpike, probably 7:30, 7:35. I got out of the city really fast last
night. That's great.
I'm on the turnpike, I get off at exit 9, now I'm on route 1. Now, I didn't realize, but my iPhone connects to my car.
Sure, yeah.
So the phone updates automatically the time.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, there's a glitch in my car where the time is incorrect.
No
the time in the car, there are two different displays.
Oh.
And it is 2 hours off.
2 hours?
So I'm driving. My brain, I'm like, why is everybody using two lanes when there's a third lane?
Oh, no.
So I look, I get in the third lane, and boom, I go. I went for miles to the point where there's a big sign on the shoulder that says shoulder use. What is it? It's like 4 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, my clock
said 6:57. So I'm like, look at all these wimps. They're not going to use it with 3 minutes to go. I'm fine. Jill, it was 8:45. So I was the yacht. And as I passed the sign, I almost stuck my hand out the window and pointed to it. Like I was almost going to brag about
it. That person.
And all of a sudden, I looked at my iPhone. I'm like, wait a minute. It's almost 9 o'clock. I'm like, what kind of an idiot am I that I just, my brain, I'm like, what did I go back in time? So anyway, sorry for all of you on Route 1 last night. Yes, that was me on the shoulder.
That's
because
the Yahoo on the
I
shoulder.
Was the Yahoo
because
of the week.
Because his clock is 2 hours Because
the clock
behind,
was wrong.
And he doesn't know how to tell
them. Can't make it up. All right, guys, it is 7:58. There's good news. I'll be back tomorrow at 6. Have an awesome rest of your day.
In the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly, red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet Bridgeway's a comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades and sells a Chevy 69. How bizarre! How bizarre! How bizarre! Destination unknown as we're pulling for some gas.
reveals a smile from the pack. Elephants and acrobats, lions, snakes, monkey. Village speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Town. People jump and jive and the clowns are stuck around.